on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Civil engineering teams are working to unblock a stormwater drain in Kwadakusa CBD, which has become prone to flooding. The municipality says in heavy downpours, businesses have to shut their doors as water levels rise, flooding shops across Balcombe Street. Spokesperson Sfiso Zulu says an assessment found that the two discharge points responsible for draining the area are routed along the railway line, causing delays and water drainage during storms. He says they're going to have to clear the existing line and manhole.
We'll have to work on clearing this stormwater line, which has been affected by the debris and the litter clogging it. So they have agreed to work with the owner of the scrapyard to be able to have access to the drain, which has been unfortunately closed off by their fence. There are people also who have connected their sewer lines onto the stormwater, which is very unfortunate, very unhygienic. It's going to make it difficult for employees to work in that stormwater line.
Employment and Labour has issued a warning about a new scam targeting individuals who've applied for maternity benefits. According to spokesperson Deboche Tejane, scammers have been impersonating department officials. He says they contact applicants and their employers and request payments for the release of supposed vouchers or funds. Tejane says some people have already fallen victim to the scheme. He says all the department services are free of charge.
The scammers typically request a payment via Capitec Bank PIN, claiming it is required to process the benefits. They are obtaining information by deceiving employers into believing that they represent the department and asking for personal details of employees who have applied for these benefits. Clients should not share any personal financial information in response to unsolicited calls. Should you receive any suspicious communication, contact the Department of Employment and Labour immediately.
And former apartheid-era police officer Johan Marais will head back to court in January in the new year. The 65-year-old yesterday pleaded guilty to the murder of student activist Cephas Nyoka in 1987. The case is one of many referred to prosecutors by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. The High Court in Pretoria has released Marais on bail. The trial against his three co-accused is set to begin on Monday. Gauteng NPA spokesperson Numka Mahanjana says Nyoka was a student activist and a member of the Congress of South African Students when he was gunned down.
In August 1987, Marais and three of his other accused went to Nyoka's home stand where they shot him 9 times. After his guilty plea, Marais was released on a 5,000 rand bail with conditions that he should not communicate with the other three accused and that he should not interfere with state witnesses. The matter was then postponed to the 27th of January 2025 for a psychological report.
A recap of our lead story. Civil engineering teams are working to unblock a stormwater drain in Kwadakusa CBD, which has become prone to flooding. You've been with the East Coast Radio News Watch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.